Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
And our first reading is a reading from Jeremiah. Thus says the Lord, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. They shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when relief comes. They shall live in the parched places of the wilderness and in an inhabited salt land. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. They shall be like a tree planted by water, sending out its roots by the stream. It shall not fear when heat comes, and its leaves shall stay green. In the year of drought, it is not anxious, and it does not cease to bear fruit. The heart is devious above all else. It is perverse. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, test the mind and search the heart to give all according to their ways, according to the fruit of their doings. Word of God, word of life. Let us read the Psalm 1 responsively. Happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful.
Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on God's teaching day and night.
They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper.
It is not so with the wicked. They are like chaff.
Therefore, the wicked shall not stand upright when judgment comes, nor the sinner in the counsel of the righteous.
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall be destroyed.
Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified of God that he raised the dead and are not raised. Then Christ has not been raised. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those who have died in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are all of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
In 2012, I had just moved to Nebraska the year before, and that second year there, the spring was wet enough, but in June, the rains stopped. This came on the heels of a rather dry winter, and so that dry spell turned to drought very quickly. The drought was deep and took a toll on crops, but also on all of the vegetation in the area. The trees seemed to be faring well enough. It appeared that their deep root systems were protecting them from the loss of moisture. Meanwhile, irrigation wells dried up, and the lawn at the parsonage, perhaps because the pastor was loath to throw that much water on it, literally died. They called this a flash drought. Over the next couple of years, though, those trees that had fared well in the face of the drought started dying. Some species fared better than others, but the agronomist started explaining to the new pastor, who doesn't know any better, that many of the trees had drawn up and used up the sap and the moisture that they had available so that at the end of the season, there was nothing to store up for the beginning of the next spring. To survive, the trees needed a reserve to draw upon. Our first reading and the psalm today, we hear that righteous people are trees planted near streams. The righteous are those who are tapped into the resources of deep, deep faith. They know the core of faith, the truth of God's steadfast love, grace, and compassion. Last Sunday and today, Paul argues so very strongly that the taproot depth of faith is in the core truth of Christ's death and resurrection. Paul notes that he is handing on to the faithful in Corinth and to you and me what he has received, what was given to him. These are treasures that the faithful are called to share. Those spiritual gifts that Paul spoke of earlier, they are for the purpose of passing this core truth to others. That bit about the faithful being members of one body, each endowed with particular abilities to their call, all of this is about sharing the core truth of God's salvation through Jesus Christ. That part about love? Yep. Love embodies God's commitment through the ages. Apparently, though, what Paul confesses even as one unworthy to be called an apostle, indeed, what Paul taught that congregation to be the taproot truth of Christ raised from the dead, some must have been denying. Paul wants them and us to be absolutely clear about these matters. When I read this section, I find myself flashing back to that course in formal logic that I took as an undergraduate. What made it even more challenging was that it was taught online. Well, on the mainframe of my university. And it was all online on the mainframe. And this is way before online courses were a part of our daily reality. And it was all about getting those sets of proofs correct so that I could advance to the next lesson. If Christ is raised from the dead, how can you say there is no resurrection? If there is no resurrection, then not even Christ has been raised. If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. It is empty, void, null. In fact, if all that precedes is true, then we are misrepresenting God. It is a deep, dark hole that this set of proofs from Paul takes the faithful down. Futility, emptiness, hopelessness. If all of that is true, the faithful have been cut off from their taproot. Whenever the taproot is severed or the drought forces the faithful to use too much energy, too many resources for survival, Paul says the outcome is pitiable. See, when I fact-checked that flash drought with my friend in Albion and talked about the trajectory for this sermon, I wanted to leave it at it being a challenge. A challenge of being cut off or living in a parched land. But he wanted to make sure that the blunt truth was spoken. When cut off from the taproot, the tree dies. For Paul, the stakes are high with that congregation in Corinth. in this time living as we enter into, as I discussed with people before the early service, living into and approaching our third Lent in this COVID time. The stakes are high too. It is important for the people of God to regularly connect to that which nourishes them in faith, reconnecting to the core truth that, in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Christ has been raised, and so too there is resurrection promised for the faithful. God plants us by a stream of living water. God nourishes us with faith. The faithful take these blessings of nourishment in through worship, Bible study, prayer, caring conversations among the faithful, invitation to others to know Jesus through service and through generosity. While many of these faith practices can be solo practices, their greatest strength and nourishment is when practiced in community. In community, the faithful remind one another of these truths, of spiritual gifts, of particular ministry calls, of faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. Of what has been handed to us and what is worthy of handing on to others, of this taproot truth. Christ has been raised from the dead. That truth is that even trees that, the truth is that even trees that have substantial taproot systems also have roots that spread near the surface. They need both the deep nourishment and the broad relational nourishment of spreading roots in those first couple of feet of soil. The taproot faith, nourished by relational and wide-ranging community, work together for health in faith. In this truth, no matter how much we grieve, no matter how the depth of our loss, there is the promise that God has already declared us blessed. This blessing empowers this faithful people to be blessing for others. Need more community than worship in person or on Zoom provides? Check out all the ways this congregation comes together in community, especially now, for the sake of ministry that nourishes the faithful within the congregation and reaches out into the world with God's love for all creation. In this ministry, the faithful do not dry up, but grow in faith.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.